All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another CMPL podcast. We're excited to be here today to talk about some of the funner things in the library. I'm here with Celia, Popular Materials Librarian, Colleen, our Young Adult Librarian, and Brittany, our School Outreach Librarian. And we've got a lot of great picks for you. We know you've all been reading all summer, and reading is really important, but sometimes you want to have a little bit of fun. So we're talking about some of the fun stuff that we have here today. And I'm going to start off with some DVDs that we have for television. So if you haven't caught up with some good TV, I'm here to recommend Killing Eve. It was a BBC production. It's a pretty dark show, so it kind of is good for summer because it's like the sun's out later, but like the show's about murder. It's about a female serial killer named Villanelle, and she works for like covert government entities, and it's about how this woman, Eve, she works for MI6. She's trying to track her down and trying to stop her from murdering people, but there's this weird undercurrent of... like, they're really fascinated with each other. Like, Villanelle is fascinated with Eve, and Eve is fascinated with Villanelle, and they could be each other's downfall, but they can't really stay away from each other, which is kind of interesting. It's actually based on a book by Luke Jennings, and the book is called Codename Villanelle. So if you would like to read it, you can read it or watch it. It stars Sandra Oh and Jodie Comer. She's been in a lot of British stuff lately on the BBC. It's got a really great European setting. So they're in England, they're in France, they're in Germany. So it's just like eye candy for the, you know, the viewer. And then they've got really good music too. So Killing Eve, the second season just came out. We have seasons 1 and 2 on DVD.
I have not seen that yet.
It's on my watch list.
I'm gonna need to watch that.
Really cool. It's pretty good. It's dark, but it's good.
I have another TV pick, so we'll go to that one. My TV pick is Schitt's Creek. Yes. I got to the end of it, and then I've started watching it again. We own seasons 1 through 3. Season 4 is on Netflix, and I hope that comes out on DVD soon. And they did announce that season 6 is their last one, so... And I don't know what happened with season 5. Anyway, so Schitt's Creek tells the story of a really rich, very privileged, kind of absurdly rich family who loses all of their money, completely broke, and their only asset the government lets them keep is this town called Schitt's Creek that they bought as a joke. So they are forced to move into the motel at the town, or in the town, which is just like full of quirky characters. But it's this like really cute, accepting, open town. Especially since this family is so over the top, like even though they're living in a motel, they all dress impeccably every single day. And so it's kind of how the town reacts to them, but also welcomes them in, even as they're kind of looking down on everyone around them. Very lighthearted, definitely the opposite of Killing Eve.
Lighter fare.
Definitely much lighter fare. Yeah, and it's just absolutely hilarious. I think everyone I've talked to about it has enjoyed it.
I feel like that's getting such a foothold lately. Go to Netflix? Because I feel like so many people are talking about it, and I'm like, I need to watch the show, I think.
Well, because it's a Canadian show, and so I first heard about it from some Canadian friends. So it finally like has started moving over to the U.S. and getting nominated for more awards, and just more people know about it now.
And now we're going to take a moment to introduce you to a digital service available through the Clinton Macomb Public Library. Freegal is the library's downloadable music and streaming program. You get to download 5 songs each week to keep forever. No need to return. You also get 3 hours of free streaming every day. Get started at cmpl.org.
I have sort of an oldie but goodie as my next one, and I think Brittany is going to feel love.
I know
for
exactly
this one.
What you're going to say.
Veronica Mars.
Yes. I'm a marshmallow.
Yes, I'm a marshmallow as well. They are coming out with another new season. Hulu's sort of reviving it at the end of this year, which is super exciting. But now is a great time to binge the beginning of Veronica Mars if you've never done it.
And I'll say this, I am watching it again for like the eighth time, and I started watching it in college, and it still holds up as a good show, but more importantly, my husband's watching it with me, and at first he's like, okay, yeah, let's watch Veronica Mars, and now he's like, hey, can we go watch Veronica Mars? So he loves it, and he doesn't like any like romantic films or anything like this, and he's really enjoying it. So
yeah, so if you've never heard of Veronica Mars, it's basically Kristen Bell stars in it as Veronica Mars. She's a Michigan gal, which is exciting. And so she is a private detective, but she's in high school, which is fun and interesting. Her dad's a PI too. And so it really kicks off, the first season kicks off, her best friend is murdered. So again, I'm talking about murder, and I swear I don't watch it all the time, but her best friend gets murdered, and she's kind of really, the cops have kind of dropped the ball in the investigation. So she's trying to put the pieces together and figure out what exactly happened to her friend. And it's takes place in Neptune, California. There's this weird dichotomy of like the haves, all the rich kids, and the have-nots, which is kind of where Veronica falls. And it's just a really fun show. It's lighthearted, but there's crime, but it's funny, and there's romance.
It's very good. It's got a little of everything.
It does. And so there's three seasons and a movie. So yes, they kickstarted a movie like 5 years ago.
I paid towards that Kickstarter. I did.
Kickstarting like 10 years ago, I feel yeah. like.
They got like $5 million from it. So it's got like a cult following. It might have even got sure. more. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But the movie takes place like 7 or 8 years after the show.
She's out of college. Yeah. Like Veronica Mars sort of ends in the last season when she's in college. Mm-hmm. But then the movie sort of picks up after she's out of college. And I guess the next series is going to pick up even after that. And mm-hmm. we'll see what happens with her and...
And I've had some shows where they come back 10 years later, like Arrested Development, and I haven't necessarily loved what they
sure,
do,
yes.
but I did like the movie at Veronica Mars, so I'm hoping that the show is as good as the kick-up of the movie, so we'll see.
Agreed.
We'll see.
Agreed. So Veronica Mars is available on DVD. We have all the seasons in the movie, so come check it out.
All right, so I have a couple recommendations for children's movies. First, if you have not seen it yet, Into the Spider-Verse came out on DVD, I want to say like a month or two ago. It is fabulous. If you haven't seen it, it is diverse. The world is beautiful. It does gorgeous animation in it. And the cartoon movie actually moves along the spider universe. So it moves the plot forward, which is kind of unique in that sense, because a lot of time when you have superhero movies and you put it into a cartoon version, it's something totally separate, and this doesn't necessarily do that. The other thing that's coming out soon, and I think all four of us, possibly only three of us, have seen it, Detective Pikachu.
Yes. No, it was on my list.
You have not seen it? Okay. So actually only Colleen and I have only seen it. But something cool about this is it comes out on DVD on July 17th or 27th. We will have the film, but if you do purchase it yourself, it comes with something like 27 Pokemon cards. So if that's something that interests your kids, I'm assuming that some of them will be exclusive to the DVD. So something exciting for your kids.
And even though that was a kids movie, it had a huge appeal. Like I'm not going to lie. I walked in going, okay, yeah, whatever. I'll go to this with my friends. And I loved it.
It was really cute.
Really funny.
I was actually really disappointed because I you know, you're in the theater and you're like, okay, I'm going to sit out this whole movie without going to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom one time. And during that time, I guess Ryan Reynolds sang the Pokemon theme song. Oh, and my husband comes back. I come back and I sit next to my husband. And he's like, Ryan Reynolds sang the Pokemon theme song. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. And he's like, no, he did. And I was like, I can't believe I missed that. So I'm going to have to rent it or check it out and see and watch it again just to see that one part. So.
And that one is on order, so you can place holds for that one. I have another movie recommendation. Isn't It Romantic? Came out in, I'm going to say May. That sounds right. And I gotta say, most people who I talked to did not like this movie, but I loved it. So just don't expect a lot of depth to it. Rebel Wilson, who I find amazing, and her outfits in that movie are amazing. She is an architect who just, you know, is not getting very far in her job and has a, you know, just not loving life. She gets knocked on the head and wakes up in a romantic comedy, which is her personal hell. And there is a great role by Liam Hemsworth where I really just think the pretty dumb boy look is good, is working for him. He does it really well. He leans into it. And yeah, so the whole movie is all parodies of rom-coms, and so if you watch a lot of them, like I do, they were a fun little...
I remember seeing the preview, and I thought the premise seemed really cute.
It looked funny.
Like, it is very cute, yeah, and it's just, there's just not a lot of depth to it, so don't worry about that.
That's okay with me, so...
I enjoyed it, I watched it twice, so...
It's like the movie equivalent of a beach read.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
right, yeah, right, you know,
just the light, fluffy kind of summer fun.
Any movie that... or book or anything that doesn't take themselves too seriously is always better than the ones that just do.
Plus Rebel Wilson. She's so funny.
Great. I know.
Yeah, I don't think she can do anything wrong. I want to fast forward a little bit into the future and talk about The Little Mermaid. There's been some controversy around this. But before I do any of that, I just want to say that for about... 2 weeks while hearing all this, if you don't know, The Little Mermaid has been cast, and they've cast someone who is Black, and... people are not happy about, well, not all people, some people are not happy about this decision. But what's more concerning to me was the fact that they cast a 52-year-old, because when I read it, I thought that they cast Halle Berry as the part, not Halle Bailey. And I was like, I'm sorry, I don't see the problem with them casting someone who is Black, but I see the problem with them casting a Disney princess who is 52. And I don't understand why people are getting mad about this and not this.
Ariel's 14 or something, right?
She is. And I was like, I mean, good for Halle Berry. She still got it, but... like, come on, she's 52 at some point. Like, there's a rule, and it's not the Disney princess.
Can Halle Berry sing?
I don't even see. I don't even know. But I do want to mention this because I think it's really important to just speak on this, especially since we are librarians, to just speak about how important it is for people to be able to see themselves in media, in books, in movies, and things like that, and how important it is to cast people of color in roles like this. And I don't mean to get too serious because this is our fun summer movie, but... I just wanted to speak on that really quickly.
Yeah. I wanted to comment on that actually too. I'm like, you'll see, you know, posts or news articles about this. And honestly, I don't, it's a cartoon, and I don't see how that's going to ever negatively affect that. And as long as she can sing about cool stuff, that's all I want. Like,
as long as she nails part of the world, I don't really care who she plays. Plays her. Like, I don't care.
Little Mermaid was my Disney movie when I was a kid. And that is, like, I would sit in front of the TV and just sing my heart out to it, probably awfully. And that's all that matters is that, you know, the kids see themselves and connect with it and enjoy it. And
and honestly, to go back to your point, that was my problem with the live version of Beauty and the Beast. Because Beauty and the Beast was my original Disney movie.
Yeah.
Like, I can recite it to you by heart. Mm-hmm. And Emma Watson, though she looks exactly like Belle, cannot sing.
No.
And I was
so
and I know I love her, but cast somebody who can sing. I was devastated. I was literally devastated watching that movie because I was like, I mean, she looks like Belle, this is great, but she does not have the pipes of Belle, and it just was so upsetting.
Although I did love a lot of the diversity that was in the live action version of that. There was some cool diversity in that too, just to, you know.
Well, to extinguish some of your fears, Halle Bailey. Bailey. She is a wonderful singer, and I listen to some of the things she's singing, and I think she's going to do a fabulous job.
I'm just going to wrap up the Disney news coming out here. I know Jamie has another show to mention, but The Lion King comes out next Thursday. Really excited about that. Also, the Mulan trailer was released.
Yes.
Have interesting feelings about that because of the lack of singing. But it does look like it's going to be more historically accurate than Mulan itself, which I was just talking to another colleague about how I don't know if you guys picked up on this, but in the original Mulan cartoon, they wear kimonos and they're in China.
Yes.
Yes.
Whoops. Yes. Seems problematic.
So it does seem like it's going to at least be a little more historically accurate than the cartoon. So here's high hopes for Mulan.
Yeah.
Back to TV for a moment.
Wait, really quickly.
Sure.
We just talked about Emma Watson, and I just want everyone to know that we are a Harry Potter ghost. Wizards Unite. We are a site for Wizards Unite. We have an inn. We have some greenhouses.
Oh, yeah.
You can so here. Come and visit.
Find staff that are playing probably all the time.
Just to throw in there. Sorry, Jamie. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Actually, my last pick sort of nicely wraps up the diverse, I think, topic that we were talking about. I don't know if any of you have seen Jane the Virgin.
Yeah.
I love Jane the Virgin. And if you have not seen it, it is adorable. Mm-hmm. Ignore the title. The title is not great. Like, the title leaves something to be desired. But it's basically about Jane. She's a Latina woman who goes to her regular doctor's appointment and accidentally gets artificially inseminated by this guy who she sort of went to high school with. The premise is ridiculous. It's ludicrous. But it's kind of, Jane the Virgin is like comedy. It's like a drama, but it's also equal parts Spanish telenovela.
It's witty too.
It is. And a lot of it is just very heightened, but at the core of the show, it's really about Jane and her family. So she's got a single mother and a grandma. She does eventually meet her father, who is a telenovela star, which is kind of fun. And so he adds like the comedy and just the heightened everything is so crazy when Rogelio shows up. But it's a great show. It's really cute, and it's something you can really watch, you know, not with maybe the whole family, but like with some older kids, you know. It's just, it's really cute, and there's suspense, and if you're just looking for something light, just back to that summer lightness. I started with Murder, I'm ending with Warm and Fuzzy. So Jane the Virgin, we've got all of the seasons on DVD. It's currently in its final season right now.
I need to know what happens with this baby.
So she has the baby.
Okay.
When she first finds out she's pregnant, she's like deciding. And so part of the reason that she does have the child is the guy she knew, the father of the baby, the reason that he even had, you know, things in the bank were because he had cancer. So it was like his one shot to have a kid, basically. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, I mean, obviously I'm going to have this baby. And they call him the milkshake for a while. And she's this milkshake. And it's just, it's really cute. It's adorable and ridiculous. And I love it. So Jane the Virgin.
And it's unique.
It is.
It's, there's there aren't other shows really like it.
Like, seriously, it goes from so absurd to like so sweet.
Yeah.
And then you're like laughing. So it's all over the place. Yeah. It's a really good show.
Should we do music?
Let's do it.
All right. I can start. My music pick is, I don't know if you guys have been listening to Lizzo, but she is everywhere right now. She just played at Coachella and the BET Music Awards. It's like everything. She's been all over the place. Her album is 'Cause I Love You, and I highly recommend that title track, 'Cause I Love You, and also the song Truth Hurts. She's got an incredible voice, and it's kind of a combination of, she's got some rapping in there, some more, like, definitely huge vocal range. Her music videos are hilarious and amazing.
And she plays a violin.
She plays a flute.
The flute.
She,
like, yeah, I knew it was some instrument that you're like, what is this?
Yes. She plays a flute. She's played the flute on stage in various,
awesome.
various ones. The song Juice has been playing on the radio.
Love Juice.
The music video is like an 80s workout mixed with like a QVC commercial. So,
okay,
I don't know if I know who this is.
Oh, well, watch
her. Can you sing a tune of Juice?
Copyright.
Okay, who would you, if you had to tell me who she compares to, is there someone who she's similar to?
Oh,
I don't know. Your description gave me a Lauryn Hill vibe, but is that kind of
a little less intense though? She's very like campy and upgoing and happy.
Like more fun.
She's very fun.
That reminds me of I just blanked on it. What is her name? All About the Bass.
Oh, Megan Trainor.
Megan Trainor, like that kind of campiness.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I probably know her. I probably just don't know I know her.
Yeah.
So.
She's an amazing person to listen to, but then also to watch in her videos and to just like Yeah. Love it so much. So we have two copies of the CD, both checked out, but holds are possible.
Always good. Always good.
So yeah, that's my pick.
I am dabbling in country, oddly, in my musical taste this summer. Country's fine. It's just not my go-to ever. But this summer, I am in love with Kacey Musgraves' Golden Hour. Have you guys listened to that? It won literally all the awards. It won Best Country Album. It won Album of the Year, Best Country Song for Space Cowboy, and Best Country Solo Performance for Butterflies. It's like the most chill Sunday hanging out at your house or cleaning, or it's a great album. I can't describe it enough how great it is. The newest song that's getting traction is called Rainbow, and they kind of describe it as sort of like an adult lullaby. It's basically like if you're having the worst day of your life and you put on Rainbow and Kacey Musgraves is telling you everything's gonna be okay, you're like, it is gonna be okay, Kacey. I know it is. So like it's that's very cute. Chill, mellow, kind of hanging out on the patio album. We've got it on CD and we've also got it on Hoopla Digital. So we've got a couple different formats for that if you are interested. It's Golden Hour by Kacey Musgraves.
I think Kacey Musgraves is like the most appropriate country artist name, by the way. Right? It's so fitting. I love it.
If you didn't already hear, the new Jonas Brothers CD came out last month.
Did hear that, yes.
It is called Happiness Begins. There's 14 tracks, and if you are currently 22 like my sister-in-law is, you have probably already invested in their concert, which is coming to LCA on September 7th and in Grand Rapids on September 8th. She has invested what she's told me is a grand total of $600 in concert tickets to these two concerts.
Wait, is this so, one concert?
No, she's going to multiple. I believe she's going to one in Ohio as well. But yeah. I can imagine if you are that age and you're listening to this, it's probably no surprise to you that the CD came out. We do own 4 copies. 0 are available and there's one hold, but again, you can put it on hold as well.
I will be honest, I am not in the age bracket of the Jonas Brothers. I am well beyond the Jonas Brothers. Like New Kids on the Block is age
I don't know if I am or not,
I was on the very tail end of it.
Jonas is about
my age,
I think.
They were Camp Rock back in the Disney days.
I mean, I know who they are.
All right, but how old they are.
I was never into the Jonas Brothers, but every time I hear a new song, I'm like, that's a good song. I'm like, oh my god, it's the Jonas Brothers.
See, I like her old stuff. I'm not a huge fan of new stuff.
Cool. Coming.
But I can't tell my sister-in-law that because she's like...
Well, you're just telling everybody. I know.
So she's going to listen and be like, Brittany, I heard your podcast and I just want you to know that we're not friends anymore.
It was not $600. It was $5.
Yeah, but she's very excited about it. And I'm sure other people are. But if you have not heard of the Jonas Brothers... well, they're burning up at a library near you, so that is a Jonas Brother reference. So
I did not have a music thing, but I'm going to jump in on the boy band thing because...
Oh, so, I know your boy band love.
Yeah, see, I was too old for Jonas Brothers, I think. But I feel like this is the original boy brothers band of our, like, that type of era. I'm waiting to see if Brittany knows who it is.
Are you going to say the Hanson?
Yeah. The Hanson. Yeah. They have a new CD, actually, too. I know.
They got a little kids.
It's really cool. I know. They've got like 50,000 wow. children. So
for the record, the quiz is because I am a little bit younger.
I like to tease Brittany about it.
I'm still in my 20s, so they're like, oh, Brittany doesn't. Never seen Dirty Dancing. And it's like.
You know what? I haven't either. And it's by choice, though.
Check out Dirty Dancing. I'm putting it back on the list. For the people in the room who have not.
I actually have a copy. I have one of our Blu-rays at home. I had to find my Blu-ray player, and I will be watching it.
Nice. So. You're going to be listening to She's Like the Wind, Patrick Swayze singing, and you're going to be like, why have I never seen this movie?
I know all the music. I apparently sing all the music all the time.
My baby, the Ronettes. Come on.
Wait, was that Time of My Life? Was that
my yes.
I think that was my class.
Yes. Believe it. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, anyway, Hanson has a new CD, and it's a really cool one. They've continuously put out CDs this entire time, actually. And this current CD, which we do own, it is available, is called String Theory, and it's actually a lot of some of their older hits as well as some new music that they've released that are all backed by a full orchestra. And
oh,
it's
nice.
Really cool. So if you're interested, I don't know why, but I really like strings.
I love with orchestral. Rock.
Yeah, yes. It's yes. such a cool sound. And this whole CD, like, I bought it on vinyl, and, like, it's just got a cool song. Nice. I don't know.
Yeah, that's cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
I have one more. I'm bringing us back to country-ish. Sure-ish. My girl Maren Morris has put out a CD called, appropriately, Girl. she's country, but this album is such a good mix of, like, pop and, like, folk. And there's even, like, R&B a little bit in, like, RSVP. Ooh, Maren. It's a little dirtier. Like, it's not safe for work. Do not put that over. It's like a love song to her husband. It's a good one, though. She teams up with Brandi Carlile, who is another one of my favorite people. And they have sort of a song about we all have something in common, like, we should embrace our commonality, not our differences, which is a really great song. And then, of course, Girl, the title track, is like a really great feminist kind of anthem, girl power and all that good stuff. So Maren Morris's first one is equally good, but the newest one is called Girl. It's available here on CD and on Freegal. So awesome. If you want to check that out, you can stream it. Well, on Freegal.
Keep it forever.
Download those tracks one at a time and keep it forever. So
sweet. So games.
Yes, let's get to it. So interject if you can, because I have a whole plethora of games to go over. So I was going to go over a few hot games at CMPL, and I'm going to come right out and say these are all checked out. I've already purchased more. These are super, super popular, but if you haven't already heard about them, we do own them, and I'm just going to list through them. I'm not going to go into detail because I think they're pretty widely known. So it's like a list of supers, basically. So we got Super Mario Party, which is rated E, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, which is rated E10+, Super Mario Makers 1 and 2, rated E, Super Mario Odyssey, rated E10+, and then the one random one is Detroit, Become Human.
All right. I think you need to explain that one.
Okay, well,
I feel like it's zombies. Is it zombies?
It's not. No, it's okay. Actually, it's it was only released on the PS4 platform, I believe. Okay. And it is, I will be honest, I didn't read a whole lot of reviews on it, but it is about, it's a police-based, I think, first-person shooter. It's hugely popular. I didn't think it would be all that popular, and I bought, like, a copy at each location, and it went nuts. So, I bought more copies, so get yourself on the holds list for that. It looks really interesting, and I'm really curious as to why it was only on PS4. I don't know. Just unique.
Sometimes they buy exclusive rights to things. Yeah. So, I know that Madden NFL 20 comes out August 2nd. The only reason I know this is because I asked my husband. But early reviews are saying that it will be pleasing to the heavy users and casual players alike. And then it's also said to have some new on-field features that, if well utilized by skilled players, will be a game changer. Cool. I don't know what any of that means, but it sounds important.
Do we know who's on the cover, though? It's Madden curse. If you're on the cover of Madden, you generally get hurt. So there's like this Madden curse. I don't think the last guy got hurt. I don't remember who it was, but like the three before then, they all got hurt. Like, it was all exciting.
I expected to Google it and come up with a person and be like, oh, that's blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But I have no idea.
Well, when does that come out? I'm sorry.
It comes out August 2nd, and we will have
the cover by
the
now.
Guys listening to the podcast it looks will like, know exactly
who's first. I want to say this is the quarterback of Kansas City. Oh, goodness. Does anyone remember his name? It's got this. I know this because I have a fantasy. Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Sure.
He is on the cover. But if he does get injured, this is his second year quarterback, and he's kind of a big deal.
I'm just telling you guys, fantasy football people, avoid drafting. He's a big deal. The guy,
no, but like he will be like a first round quarterback draft because he had one of the best rookie seasons of anyone. He scored a whole bunch of touchdowns, and I'm doing this in a Brittany doesn't know stats type of way. So bear with me.
A whole bunch.
So if he gets injured, that'll be a big deal.
I'm just saying, keep that in mind when you're drafting your fantasy players in a couple months for the fall. That guy's on the cover of Madden 2020.
Patrick. No one draft Patrick.
But double check us.
I don't know his last name for sure. It's
small. But,
That's funny.
I'm going to piggyback on the pre-release kind of thing. So we have pre-ordered some new games as well, and these are really highly anticipated games. So we've got Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield, both for the Switch. It's likely going to be rated E, just like all of the previous Pokemon ones. It's slated for release on November 15th. It should have very similar gameplay to the previous titles, but it's going to include a couple of new and interesting features in the game. So we've got potential for, it hasn't been confirmed, potential for co-op raid encounters, which will be similar to Pokemon Go. So if you're a big Pokemon Go player, or if you've had your fill of Wizards Unite and you want to go back to Pokemon, you know, you can go back to that. And then you can also look for this, hopefully, fingers crossed, on the Switch. It should have some other exclusive elements in the game as well. So it looks really exciting. And that one, I don't remember if I said, is rated E.
And if you don't have a Switch, remember you can always check out a Switch at the library.
Yes, absolutely. We do have a Switch. So you can check out the new games and the Switch, and you'll be good to go. We also have pre-ordered Borderlands 3, and that will be on PS4 and Xbox. It will likely be rated M, just like its other previous titles, slated for release on September 13th. It will have co-op of up to 4 players, and possibly also, fingers crossed for this, cross-platform play. So hopefully, like, I'm an Xbox player personally. I don't personally love the PS4. I know the PS4 is the big hype of games, and that's fine, whatever. But if I get really into it, I can play with my friends. I have a PS4.
That's nice.
Fingers crossed. It's going to have at least 30 hours worth of campaign play. It's going to have both online and offline gameplay. And a real big thing in Borderlands are the weapons. They've always got these crazy, weird weapons. And they have this new feature in this game that's coming out where it is a randomly generated feature on the weapons as they spawn. So you could have near infinite weapons. Some of them are really crazy. I heard that one of them, you throw it. If you have this gun, if you throw it, it becomes a grenade. I don't know. So it sounds like it'll be really cool. We have a plenty of other pre-ordered games, and as soon as we have ordered them and they're in our catalog, you can place holds on them. So get your holds on there. Yeah. And then we have some brand new items to the collection that we just received, and I picked a couple that I thought would be really cool to talk about. One of them is Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled, and this is on PS4, Xbox, and Switch, and it's rated E10+. I loved Crash Bandicoot growing up. This was one of my favorite games, and so I love their racing games as well. This is a racing game for up to 8 players. It recalls a lot of the great features from the original Crash Bandicoot and racing games and whatnot. So if you're a fan of Mario Kart, you definitely should check this out. It's a really fun game. And then the other one is Elder Scrolls Online Elsewhere. And that's how I'm assuming you pronounce it. I'm not going to lie. I've not actually heard it. And it's, yeah, the spelling is E-L-S-W-E-Y-R.
Elsewhere seems like a
right? Okay. So this is an MMORPG on PS4, Xbox, likely rated M, just like other Elder Scrolls games. It's going to have a lot of interesting new character classes. So if you're a fan of WoW or anything like that, this would be a really cool game to try if you've never tried it before. And I hear it has really great storytelling in it. So this is, I'm not a big MMORPG fan personally. I get a little too bored with the questing stuff and whatnot, but it sounds like it's a really interesting new game. So
nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump in and do a couple of board games real quick before you have your last video game. I'm really into cooperative board games right now because otherwise I like to lose. I'm a terrible game player. But my whole family is obsessed with 5-Minute Dungeon.
Ooh.
It literally takes 5 minutes. It can't take any longer than that because after 5 minutes, you're all dead. it is excellent. Completely card-based, and you're working together to try and defeat a boss of some sort. And so everyone's throwing cards. There's a lot of talking that's going on. It's really fast paced. And, even my mom, who doesn't pick up on rules very fast, she still gets it.
Wow.
Usually after the first round, but, and enjoys it. So that's a really fun one, that we own. My other favorite one is One Night Ultimate Werewolf. And this one is if you ever played Mafia at like a slumber party or something where everyone falls asleep and one person's the murderer and, you know, they wink at somebody and then they're dead. Yeah. There's like that kind of thing. Well, One Night Werewolf makes it a little bit more, has a little bit more to it. But the idea is that you all have roles and everyone's sitting in a circle. And when I played it with my one friend, she did make her own audio track. So we don't have that specialized audio track to go along with it. But one by one, the roles, like, you wake up. So if you're the werewolves, you wake up and you decide who is going to get attacked during the night. Yes. If you're the... you know, if you're the troublemaker, then you switch people's character cards. If you're the seer, you can look at somebody's card. So all of these different roles. So by the end of the night, you could have a different role than when you went to sleep and not know what your new role is. And then there's the discussion period where you all kind of try to figure out who the werewolves are, but also mislead each other. And it's just like a lot of...
How many people need to play that game?
So you can play it... Ooh, I forgot to look at the player ranges. Okay. I know I played it with quite a big...
It sounds like it would be like a bigger group. Yeah.
I think we might have played it with 10.
Okay.
You probably need at least a good 4 or 5.
Yeah.
So is this like a sleepover game, though?
It would be a great sleepover game or a great, like, game night game. And it goes pretty fast,
too. And it was
so this is saying 3 to 7 players.
Okay. 3 to 7. Right. Okay. Yeah. And you can have more than that. They have extra roles for it. So it's kind of like you can get an expanded
one. I feel like
one.
3 players would be kind of boring.
Yeah. I feel like you want like 10.
Because it'd be 2 werewolves and then, well, maybe just 1. But, yeah, so it is definitely for your game nights or slumber parties.
Okay.
Highly recommended for that because it's fast and it's fun. Yeah, you don't have to pay attention for very long and you have an argument time where you like, point fingers and blame everyone for a minute. All in good fun.
I actually am going to add another, it's not really a board game, it's a card game, but this is the card game that I think will never die. Every time we get a new person in the room, we try to get them to play it, and it's super fun, and it's called Sky Joe.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
I literally, okay, so yesterday it was on sale on Amazon for $7, and I bought it.
I have given it as a gift multiple times. We purchased multiple copies at the library. Like, it is super, super fun, and every single time I pull it out and start explaining it, the person that's learning goes, ugh, is this going to be math? And I'm like, yes, but fun math.
Adding and subtracting.
Yeah, and so we joke that it's like golf in that you're trying to get the lowest score. But it's card game, and it's a lot of like trying to trick other players into not knowing what you're doing or, you know, ruin their chance at doing whatever they're trying to do. And
then there's like also an element of time because when the first person flips their last card, you also have to flip all of your cards. So the game's over. Mm-hmm. And so like somehow you have to fit in getting rid of all your cards you don't want and still trying to get the lowest score. And
so you don't always have control over when the game ends, and that can be really frustrating and, like, intense.
It's just an enjoyable thing to do to pass the time, too. You don't really get sick of it.
Yeah. It's always different.
It's, like, as classic as Uno. I feel like it's the next
yes,
Uno.
Yes.
Nice.
It's a really cool card game. And then I have some more video games, and these are kid-friendly titles for everyone. So these are all rated E or E10, and these are... A couple of them have a wider appeal than one of them does, but I don't know. Maybe some people will be really into the other one. So the first one is called Ugly Dolls, An Imperfect Adventure, and this is on PS4, Xbox, and Switch, and it's about the Ugly Dolls, which I'm sure you've seen around in, I think they had a movie.
They have a movie.
Yeah.
Coming out soon.
Kelly Clarkson wrote the music.
Oh my gosh. So play the video game. They have to get rid of... invading robots from perfection. So the Ugly Dolls are kind of like these goofy, weird-looking dolls, right? And then they have these robots who are very... Well, they're robots, you know? They're very specific, and everything's perfect, and they butt heads with the Ugly Dolls. And so you have puzzles. You've got really good procedurally generated content, which means that basically the replayability is huge because every time you play, depending on what you do, the next thing you do is going to be different. Cool. So it's got a lot of cool stuff like that. You do have collect resources and craft items in it, and it does have a two-player co-op. So that could be a really interesting game. And then... Little Friends, Dogs and Cats for Switch. Mm-hmm. I saw this and I thought, oh my god, it's just like Nintendogs. So I played Nintendogs for a hot minute there, and it's really cute. It's like Tamagotchi, but for the future.
That's cute. I love my Tamagotchi.
Yeah, I know, right? I was terrible at it. I feel like I would be a little better at this because it's like an animal and not just like a weird pixel creature.
Yeah.
So I feel like I would pay more attention to it. But it is a pet sim game. And there's a lot of accessories for dress up. There's a lot of really super cute animals. There's cats, there's dogs, and you can compete in a frisbee throwing contest, I think. I wonder if you can do it with the cats.
That's
I
don't cute. Know.
Are cats any good at frisbee?
Maybe it's lasers.
Maybe.
I know my dog likes lasers too.
And then the last one is called Bubsy Paws on Fire. And this is for PS4 and Switch. And this is an interesting one. It is a multi-world auto-scroller platform. So that means that your character moves automatically, and it is a side scroller. So it's kind of a callback to old school video games, and it does have different playable characters with different features, and it does have different worlds that have different features, and then it has a lot of really silliness kind of going on. At one point, I saw there were bags of farts. I don't know what that means, but
sounds family friendly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so I was like, that looks fun. But it looked like a really cute game, and it was really interesting and different from a lot of the games you see out today. So,
well, I think we have given quite a lot to be entertained with.
Yeah,
but if you take away anything from this, watch Veronica Mars
and check out Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Have a great summer. We will be back next month to discuss new and interesting things that you will want to check out from the library. But for now, have a good summer, and we will see you next time.